The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and I'm joined once again by the fantabulous Brett down at State Cinemas. He's here for another At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street. Nelson, Brett, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Matt. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are things in the world of cinema?
Oh, exciting as ever.
Wow.
Like I've been hyping for a few weeks now. We're in the midst of the French Film Festival. So it's very, very French in the old state cinemas.
Aye.
We got even a life-size Eiffel Tower because their building's not big enough. But we do got a pretty big Eiffel Tower standee outside the cinema now. So it's looking properly French in here.
Oh, good. It's pretty big. Okay.
It's pretty big. It's like almost my height. It's a good size.
Oh, wow.
Good size Eiffel Tower.
All right. You're not going to visit it as an international sort of sightseeing thing, but in Nelson, that sounds pretty impressive.
Yeah. It's a landmark here. Yeah, for sure.
I don't mean to downsize your fantastic Frenchness in the form of the Eiffel Tower. So things are going well with the French Film Festival, though. Are there lots of punters coming along?
There are. Especially there's a film called My Brother's Keeper that, like, we're getting over 100 people for every session. There's a Jane Austen movie that's getting over 100 people every session. It's there's some real hits that are popping off on this one. So definitely I would recommend coming out, especially those two movies, and watching them, because I'm sure we'll get them somewhere down the pike, but it could be like a year from now. So you could come out, watch these movies way in advance, which is exciting.
That's right. Tell all your friends that you saw it first.
Yes, oui.
Hey. All right. And is it still easy enough to pick up tickets online? Do you recommend coming down, or just use the website for what it's there for?
Either way, whatever. If you're cool with computers, just hop online, click on the French FF button at the top of the page, book it that way. That's the easiest way. But if computers are your mortal enemy and you just hate them, you can just pop on in. And I have lovely staff down there that'll try to speak French to you, even though none of us can, and sell you a ticket.
Sounds far too easy, my friend. Just go to statecinemas.co.nz is the website that Brett is talking about. So, Brett, let's talk maybe things outside the wonderful world of French cinema. Have you got some new releases this week that you want to tell us about?
I'll stay in the world of festivals really quick. I don't have tons of details on it yet, because as of recording this, I haven't put them online. But by the time you listen to this, the Italian Film Festival tickets will be available. I should have them up by the weekend, and that kicks off mid-July. So we're already ramming towards another festival. So I just wanted to tease that by the time the weekend rolls out, you'll be able to look at all the Italian films this year.
Wow.
And book your tickets.
That is very cool. I'm gathering it'll be a similar sort of size, will it, to the French one? Is there sort of competitiveness between them?
They are. It's ran by two different organizations, and they are. It's a real, what would you say, West Side Story situation going on between them. You know, a lot of singing and fighting going on.
Yeah.
But no, they're both really, really good festivals, really fun. We're always excited to have them. And usually there's like pizza and stuff on the opening night of the Italian one, so that's really cool. We haven't quite planned that out yet, so don't hold me to it.
All right. Lucky.
But there's probably pizza.
Yeah, lucky you've got a pizzeria upstairs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it makes it real easy just to get them to do all the work for us, which is cool.
Yeah, okay, cool. So that is the Italian Film Festival. Whenabouts is it kicking off?
It's mid-July, I believe, July 18th. All I have the booklet in front of me, but I've not even ripped into it yet.
Okay.
But you'll also be able to get the books this weekend as well, if you want to thumb through it and circle the movies you want to watch and all that good stuff.
I recommend doing that the old school way. It's very easy. It's something pleasurable about flipping through and reading and looking at the pictures and going, that one sounds like me. And then, in later times going, hold on. Have I seen this before? Oh, I saw it in the French Film Festival back in. Cool. All right. So keep an eye on the website, statecinemas.co.nz, for more details coming about the Italian Film Festival. Whew. Okay.
Ooh.
Where do we want to go with I guess we're heading towards Hollywood at the moment.
Okay, kind of. Part Hollywood, part Australia. I'll start with a movie called The Surfer. And this movie is kind of a special screening that's just happening on the weekend. And what The Surfer is it's a Nicolas Cage movie. That's almost all I need to say.
Yeah.
But the general premise is Nicolas Cage is, he grew up in Australia in this film, but then kind of goes away to the U.S. and kind of makes a life for himself. But after he gets a family and everything, he wants to visit back to Australia and show his teenage son his old stomping ground, which was this private little beach where he used to do all of his surfing at. But the only problem is now the locals have claimed that beach, and they kind of got a gang running it now. So they're not letting this filthy American get on their beach to surf. And in pure Nicolas Cage fashion, he's going to have to go unhinged, fight the local gang, and get his surfing yard back, you know, or surfing beach back. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I did watch the trailer for this, and look, I've got a soft spot for Nicolas Cage. He's either completely on song and does a blinder, or he does strange things.
This feels like it's probably going to be both. But I can't say in like the past, like maybe like 5 or 6 years, he's been kind of picking these like sort of bizarre movies that always end up being these like hidden gems.
Yeah.
And I think this is going to be another one. Like he has a way of finding movies that you just won't see.
Really unique. Yeah.
And this one looks like it gets proper, like unhinged. It looks like maybe the surfer gang might actually be like a surfing cult. It looks crazy, and I really want everyone to come out and watch this.
It does. It does. It's kind of brimming with threat, the trailer.
Yeah. It looks cool and fun and weird and good.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And it's called The Surfer.
The Surfer. And it's actually, there's a festival that goes on in Auckland called Terrify that's kind of all genre films, and it's going to be the headlining film for that.
Wow. Okay.
But we're getting a little taster of it just for the weekend, so you can only watch it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And then that's it? It's gone?
Yeah, unless, you know, in the movie world, like if it sells out all the time, we can be like, can we please have another session?
Okay.
But probably just this weekend.
All right.
Yeah.
Going to have to get in and see that. Look, I'm unashamedly a Nicolas Cage fan through thick and thin, the highs and the lows. Cool. All right. That is The Surfer. You can check out the trailer online. So what rating was on that one? Sorry, Brett.
Yep, it wouldn't be a Nicolas Cage movie unless it was an R-16 for violence, offensive language, drug use, and suicide.
All right. Cool. So that is Nicolas Cage, The Surfer. If you're a fan, you know, like me, you'll be there. You'll be there.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, cool. That is something I'm interested in, so thank you for that. All right, that is a new release down, and out of sort of Hollywood, Australia. Where do we head next?
We'll go to Hollywood.
Okay.
We have a movie that the title has changed, but it's officially now called From the World of John Wick, Ballerina.
Right.
And as you can guess from the title, it's a John Wick movie. But this one doesn't star our boy Keanu Reeves. It's got Ana de Armas, and she plays a different assassin in this universe who is, as you can guess from the title, also a ballerina.
Yeah. I wondered.
Yeah. But this movie takes place in between chapter 3 and chapter 4 of the kind of main movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you're following Eve Macaro, who's a ballerina and assassin, and her father gets taken down, so she's got to avenge his death in the most badass John Wick way that she possibly can. It's if you've seen a John Wick movie, they're just the best insane action sequences.
Yeah.
You're getting that flavor just with a pretty girl this time.
Right, okay. Instead of a pretty boy, you got a pretty girl. John Wick is on the poster, Keanu Reeves, I see. Do you think he makes an appearance in this, or is it purely sort of name and image on the poster only?
No, and this isn't a spoiler because it is in the trailer. It being set between the movies, it looks like John Wick gets hired to take down this assassin that you're following this whole movie.
Yeah.
So you will get a showdown between the ballerina Eve and the Baba Yaga John Wick at some point in this film.
Okay.
But if you like John Wick, or if you just like action movies, these are like the cream of the crop as far as like action movies go. They're really cool.
The fight sequences, the choreography is freaking next level. Yeah, it really is.
And they do this thing where it's like, what I hate in like a lot of action movies is when they cut the camera like 45 times so you can't actually see anything going on. The John Wick movies are rad because they're just like, they tend to do one continuous shot, so you can actually just see these crazy choreographed scenes without the camera cutting all the time and making you nauseous.
Yeah,
they're really well shot.
All right, cool. So it is officially from the world of John Wick, Ballerina.
That's it.
Oof, okay, so the world of John Wick is a brutal place. So what sort of rating have we got on this, and when can we catch it?
It is an R16 for, as you can guess, some bloody violence and offensive language. You can catch it about four times a day, so it's getting kind of our full treatment, this film. And it's screening in all of our bigger auditoriums, so this is the week to catch it if you want to watch it. You want to see it on the biggest screen available, and that's what it's on this week.
All right. Now, so would you say, seeing it is from the world of John Wick, do you think this is just a huge franchising opportunity for them now as well?
I think they tried to do a TV show that kind of explained the hotel in the series, which is like a hitman hotel. So I think they're trying to make this like the Wickiverse or whatever, the John Wick universe, which I'm all for it. If you just want to give me a bunch of cool assassins with funny names doing insane fight sequences, I'll get a ticket every time.
Yeah. Look, if you're a Wick fan, you will know what you're getting. If you're not, you are going to see some incredibly well choreographed. Look, view them as a dance. If you're not into the violence, view it as a beautiful dance.
It is. It is genuinely insane, the stuff they pull off. So really, really well choreographed.
Yeah. All right. Trailer up online through statecinemas.co.nz. But Ballerina. Funnily enough, she is a ballerina. There'll be one next called Plumber or something. You wait and see.
Oh, John Wick Plumber, dude. Taking people down with toilet plungers. I'm all about it.
Wow. Okay. You've got something there, I think. I think you've got something there. All right. Hey, thanks. That looks like an interesting, bit of an action flick. So get out, check that one from the world of John Wick, Ballerina. Okay. Wow. So far we've got Angry Surfers. Now we've got Angry Assassins. Where can we go next?
I think we need to do something for more of our art house lovers. So we got a film called Chuck Chuck Baby, which was featured in the British and Irish Film Festival last year, and it's just now out for wide release.
Okay.
And what this film is it follows a lady named Helen who's just sort of in a depressing rut of a state. She's divorced but still living with her husband, who now has a 20-something-year-old partner. Her mom is dying, so she's trying to take care of her. She works at kind of a dead-end job at like a chicken packing factory, so it's just like a miserable job. So she's at the bottom of the barrel as far as happiness goes. But through fate and almost in a pure like Hallmark movie fashion, she stumbles across an old high school chum whose name is Joanne. And Joanne she thought was just her friend, but now she kind of finds out maybe she had feelings for her. So it's kind of a Hallmark meets LGBTQ meets, art house kind of film.
Okay.
Yeah.
The cover was confusing because if you catch it just with a glimpse, I thought it was, what is he called? Who was the detective? The British detective. It kind of looks like, the guy.
Probably not Sherlock,
Dr.
Right?
Evil. No, Dr. Evil and Co.
Oh, like Austin Powers, Mike Myers?
It kind of. If you just catch a glimpse of the cover, that could be Mike Myers standing. No, not really. Not at all. Matt, I don't know where
you can assure you, though, it is not Mike Myers.
Okay. So, Chuck, Baby. Now, did you say this was part of the British and Irish Film Festival?
It was last year, and I recall it doing pretty well. It was like it's an interesting kind of feel-good movie, but kind of, I guess, relevant. It's Pride Month, a good movie to kind of fit in that, to celebrate this month.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have top-notch performances. Like, all the British and Irish ones, they're well-curated, so you know if they make that, it's like a badge of honor that you're going to get a quality film.
Yeah.
And it also just looks like kind of ultimately a feel-good movie once you get through her depressing life. But you get to watch her kind of crawl out of that hole and find love, maybe.
Oh, nice. All right. There's some light on the horizon in Chuck Chuck Baby. So how often is Chuck Chuck Baby on? What sort of rating have we got on that one?
It is an R13 for a bit of domestic abuse, sexual references, drug use, and offensive language. And you can catch it 2 or 3 times a day, depending on the day of the week.
All right. And once again, check out the trailer on that one. Chuck, Baby. As Brett said, it's come from the British and Irish Film Festival. So it's something that has been picked for quality. So, yeah, get along. Check it out. All right, man, that was a slight deviation from people beating each other in the name of revenge. Well, maybe, yeah. So where can we possibly go next, Brett?
Well, in the name of variety, which we do here, we went over to India for this one, and you know I love talking about these, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
We got another Bollywood movie called Houseful 5, and this one is a Hindi language film. And what Houseful 5 is, you kind of have this family and friends all getting on this big, giant 20-story cruise ship to celebrate their billionaire friend's birthday.
Right.
But unfortunately, when they get there, this billionaire has mysteriously passed away. And in his final words, he says, "I inherit everything to my friend Jolly." Unfortunately, about 5 or like a bunch of these people can claim that their nickname is Jolly. And so now you have a bunch of people trapped on a cruise ship, all trying to say, convince, you know, everyone that they're Jolly to get the money. But also, while this is going on, there seems to be like a bit of a serial killer maybe on the boat too. Ooh. That's trying to clip off anyone with the name of Jolly. So you kind of get this really goofy movie mix. It's a very Scream on a boat, those Scream movies.
Yeah, yeah.
With a dash of Bollywood in there. I can't say tonally. It's not like spooky like Scream. It looks like really goofy, over the top. It's actually one of the biggest comedy franchises over in India.
Oh, wow.
And this is the 5th movie in the series.
Wow.
So it's a very silly, silly movie. There's no rating on it yet, but the prior movies were M for Mature. So it's kind of a wholesome whodunit, goofy murder mystery movie. Yeah.
Cool. Looks like it will be total fun. Houseful 5, the cover, everybody, I guess when you go on a cruise ship, do you wear white? Everybody seems to be very dressed for a cruise, I gotta say.
That's right. They're nice. In a beach swag. And I'd like to point out that some of the men there have very elegant, like their beards are very finely manicured.
They are.
So also, if you're into laughs and just beard, you know, this is for you. This film.
Okay, Houseful 5. So, Bollywood, what language have we got this one in?
It's Hindi language. And also, I forgot to mention the most exciting part of the movie,
tell us.
I don't know how it passed me. So, they're kind of doing sort of like that, what that movie Clue did back in the day. There's more than one ending to this film. And we're going to randomize it, but there's depending on what day you come, you're going to get a different ending to this movie. There's different versions.
Whoa!
Yeah, so there's officially 2 different versions. And I won't tell you which one you'll get.
Yeah.
But, so depending on when you come, you're going to get a different outcome to this movie.
That is quite crazy, brilliant, and yeah, what good way to get someone who loved the film who thinks, hang on, what was the other end? So maybe a couple of nights.
Right.
You could, yeah, okay. So when is Houseful 5 on now? You've said that the last ones were M. You haven't got a rating yet, but it's likely to be an M?
Yeah. So the other 4 movies are all M, so it's probably an M. But I have to say, as of recording, there isn't a rating up yet, but it should be up by Thursday afternoon sometime.
Okay.
But you can catch this movie either Friday or Sunday at 8:10 p.m.
Okay, guaranteed to be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, it does look very, very silly. I encourage everyone to watch the trailer. It looks like a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. So that is Houseful 5 screening down at State Cinemas. Anything else you want to cover off there, Brett, down at State Cinemas for At The Flicks?
No, I think we did it. Those are the new releases this week. You know, on top of still, we have the Ocean Film Festival still running. We've got the French Film Festival. If you're a spooky movie fan, we have Bring Her Back, which I watched. The movie is crazy. Worth your time.
Oh, yeah.
Family movies. We got Lilo and Stitch. I mean, we've got a huge variety of films playing right now. So if the new releases aren't your flavor, check out what we've currently got running. There's loads of films here.
So much. And the limited run of The Surfer. Got to get in and see that. Go Nicolas Cage. That's what I say.
That's right. Like, come out and support a Nicolas Cage movie. Let's make him, you know, huge again.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds a bit like something Donald Trump would say, but hey, you know.
Huge. Make them huge. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Brett, for joining us for another At The Flicks, where we catch up with what's happening down at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson. It's the home of the biggest screens, the biggest sound in Nelson. There's no other place I would rather, you know, watch a movie.
Yes, preach, brother. And we also got the biggest variety. So Netflix, eat your heart out. We got more variety here.
There you go. You heard it here first on At The Flicks. Thanks, Brett. We will catch you same time next week for the next edition, finding out what's happening down at State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson.
Sweet. Cheers, Matt. And I hope to see everyone out here.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.